In a world plagued by reboots, haunted by sequels, dominated by the same old shit, get ready for an original podcast that will gouge out your eyeballs and skull fuck you. Starring Ginger Josh, Adam the Hare, and introducing the immortal Frank. Hold on to your butts. It's the Game Rage Movies TV Podcast.
All right, sorry for the abrupt intro thing. We were having microphone trouble, but now we're good. Now we're back. Anyways, welcome everybody to Game Rage Movies and TV.
What? Before we continue, I just found the perfect us in 50 years.
What? It's fucking moshing. Oh, yeah, with the fucking walker. Anyways, my name's Josh. I'm here today with good buddies, Frank.
Yo.
And Ruben.
Hello.
And today we're going to be talking about Ruben watching Hell of a Boss and get his thoughts on it. But before we do that, if you want, please go to fucking YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We only need 19 goddamn subscribers to hit the goal so that we can do live broadcasts, which is going to really do good shit for us. So fucking get on it. Because I want to beat all the other live breaking news broadcaster YouTubers because they're terrible and I want to win. So... Yes, go to YouTube and like, comment, and subscribe, especially the subscribe part.
Yeah.
Also, if you want to follow us.
Is that true?
What?
Sorry, this is true for me. I think it's true for me and maybe Ruben, but I think this is the exact opposite for you.
What's that?
Let's see.
Study showed that people with sisters were more likely to report high levels of happiness. Oh, yeah, that's definitely not true for me. That's definitely a fucking straight lie. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Game Rage Magazine, Twitter.com/X at Game Rage Mag. You can follow Frank at anime_syndicate_podcast, and you can go check out the Anime Syndicate podcast. All right, Ruben.
Yes.
You watched Hell of a Boss seasons 1 and season 2 recently. That was your homework that we gave you a couple of weeks ago, and you completed your mission. You did the homework.
Josh,
what?
People born in 1994. Turned 30 this year.
Yeah, that's pretty terrible. You just turned 36, and I'm going to be 37 in a couple of weeks, so...
100.
Kill myself now. Just fucking shoot me.
Yeah, but what iteration are you at now?
Oh, this is like the 30th. Well, ironically, it's the 37th iteration. anyways, so Ruben, what did you think about Hell of a Boss, seasons 1 and 2? Well, give us your thoughts, your opinions.
I thought I did an amazing job. That show was fucking funny as hell. It was entertaining. It freaking like got me focused in. Like I was.
Did you watch the pilot?
Even the pilot. Yeah.
What was your favorite episode?
What episode was it? That was. They're all good episodes. It's hard just to pick one.
Don't give us a cop out answer.
Yeah. Don't give me a cop.
A cop out. No.
A cop out.
Yeah, a bullshit answer. It's like, oh, they're all good. I can't pick a favorite. That's a cop out answer.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you're answering the question, but you're not answering the question.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm just trying.
I'll tell you what my favorite episode is. My favorite episode, like, legitimately is the Queen Bee episode where they go to, like, that party and, like, Luna's there. I don't know why, man, but that. And, like, Glitz has to come and save her.
No, you like it because of Kesha.
Well, yes, that's the main reason. But storyline wise, I don't know. I feel like it's, you know, because I have a daughter and like, okay, if she called me and she was at a party, like, oh, we're rolling to fucking go get her out of, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Maybe that's why I think it's my favorite or why it's my favorite. But that was my favorite one. And yes, I enjoy Kesha a lot. So even though she didn't actually sing the songs, but still, it doesn't matter.
It's funny now that she can, they probably won't be able to get her.
Yeah, I know. But anyways, while Ruben's still thinking about it, because we're going to get an answer from your bitch ass.
Oh, I think I got it.
You think you got it? All right, what's your favorite one? Don't say the same one I just did, or I'll fucking stab you.
I think it might have been the episode 9 where freaking like Blitz is like freaking like we can like what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know. I'm not in your fucking brain.
Yeah, reconciling with Stolas and
reconciling.
Reconciling, yeah, and then just realizing that even though he's freaking hurt these people, they're all like also healing from it as well. And then after his little talk with Verostica, I think, I don't know, it was just all emotional. Like it really like hit with good advice and everything. Like that was a good episode because it was just a good talk and everything.
Yeah. Ironically, the one before that was my favorite episode. I just love that fucking silly song with them where Solis is just singing about that this is it. He's like, this chipper little thing now. And,
yeah.
then it goes over to freaking Blitz. We're going to bone. Yeah, and it was a good episode because both sides finally got to talk and shit. Speaking of which, settle a bet. Who's the asshole in the relationship?
I'm not going to say anything about what the answer should be.
No, he cannot know anything about it.
Oh my!
He cannot know.
All right, fine. Just give your answer.
Who is the abuser in the relationship?
The abuser between Solas and Blitz?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, it would probably have to be Blitz.
Yeah. Okay, first of all, this isn't a bet. There's no bet. I'm right and you're wrong. That's just the bottom line. All right? There's no wager. It's just I'm right and you're wrong. So you really think that Blitz is the abuser in the relationship?
Have you not paying attention to the show?
Okay, have you not been paying attention to the show? Stolas, the rich asshole that basically just uses him for sex, gives him, other than money, but he gives him, you know, the access to the thing. He's the one that's been leading Blitz on this whole time, and he caught feelings for him. And now that Blitz is like, again, Blitz caught feelings. Blitz has had feelings from the beginning, all right?
Bullshit.
He's had feelings from the beginning. Since they were kids, he loved this dude, all right? Since they were fucking kids. And then just because Blitz can't fucking get it through his brain because he's so conditioned that no one loves him, he's the one being taken advantage of right here. This is another prime example of rich people taking advantage of poor people. That's what it is.
Wait, no one loves him. Like, everyone he dated loved him. He's the one who threw him away.
What are you talking about? Nobody loves him. Blitz
threw Stolas away.
And everyone else he dated beforehand.
Yep, there was literally an episode
where
the party of people he's thrown aside.
Because he doesn't want to get hurt. That's him fucking saying, all right, I'm going to stop this before I get hurt again. And never again. 9/11. Just like Blitz is the 9/11 of Hell of a Boss. Never again. Never forget. He is the victim, all right?
Since when in one relationship did hurt him? Someone hurt him.
All of them.
Literally none of them.
All of them did. Because they were bullshit. Because they wanted him for something, all right? They were using him for his hot, spicy peen. They were fucking using him for access. They were using him for whatever, all right?
He is literally...
Blitz is an innocent victim here.
He is literally trying to break a marriage up so he can fuck both of them.
What? That's not an abuser. That's just a guy trying to have a good time.
That's the definition of an abuser.
That's not abuse. That's definitely not abuse. That's just a dude trying to have a good time.
He literally hid in the fridge to watch them.
I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't do that.
You're so full of shit.
What do you mean?
You know you're wrong.
No, I'm not wrong. I'm right on this. And, you know, I would venture to say that there's a lot of people out there that agree with me on this one. Katie watched it, and she agrees with me.
Now I know you're full of shit.
She completely agrees. She's like, oh, yes, Stolas is using classic rich person psychological warfare and gaslighting what was the other thing that she said? It was a very specific term. It's emotional abuse. That's what it was.
She would never be caught dead watching the show, so she...
What do you mean? Shit. She loves gay stuff. What?
You're so full of it.
I'm not full of anything. Full of the truth, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So out of... if you had to rate so far what you've seen, if you had to give a number rating to what you've seen so far from Hell of a Boss, where do you place it on the scale of like 1 to 10?
Oh, it's a 10 for me.
10? Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved it.
Yeah, I think it's amazing, too. I see, this is one of the things that I'm not a fucking hater about, all right?
Oh, yeah. It only took me fucking 6 months to get you to actually start watching it.
Okay. But to my defense, I will say, I don't typically watch things, and I just decided because you had been pestering me so much to watch it. And yes, it's amazing. Yes, you were right. Okay, maybe I should have watched it from the beginning, but I had the benefit of now I didn't have to wait a whole shit ton for these episodes. I got all like the whole first season almost.
What are you talking about? Hazard Hotel had everything dropped almost immediately.
I'm talking about Hell of a Boss.
You watched Hell of a Boss after Hazard.
Yeah.
And then.
Oh, because you were trying to get me into the Vivzy verse.
Yes.
Is what we're calling. Okay, all right. Yeah, man, Hell of a Boss, or not Hell of a Boss, yeah, Hazbin Hotel is great. So that's the next one you need to watch, is Hazbin Hotel. Because I'll say this, Hazbin Hotel is not as, I don't know if raunchy is the right word.
There's a word. We just haven't found it.
Yeah, we haven't figured out what the word is, but it's not as something. It's not as,
I think the word we're trying to go for is, but it doesn't fit. It's like, Hazbin Hotel is more sophisticated,
yeah,
but at the same time, it's not.
Yeah, but it is. It is a little more sophisticated, and it's a little more. I think the word is it's a little more serious. Hell of a Boss has its serious moments.
Hell of a Boss had it.
Yeah, very much. Yeah,
hit harder than Hazbin.
That's true. They did, but I think that was because it was balanced with the high silliness and comedic nature of it. So when there was a serious moment, it's like, oh shit, this is serious, because it's normally light, jovial, and comedic.
I will say this:
the songs in Hazbin Hotel are fucking...
But Hell of a Boss...
They're great, slouch. Too. Yeah, there's no slouch. But Hazbin Hotel, I think just because probably...
Check our last... not last episode, but we did a ranking of the...
of the songs, yeah.
Hell of a Boss.
Hell of a Boss. Yeah, wait. I think it was Hazbin. No, we didn't do Hazbin yet. We just did Hell of a Boss.
Yeah, just Hell of a Boss.
Yeah. Which we still need to do. Which, once you watch all of season one of Hazbin Hotel, then you can do the Hazbin Hotel song rankings with us.
Okay.
So...
Sounds good.
Yeah. Did you ever save that list?
Of what?
Of us ranking the songs.
Probably.
Probably not.
No, I think it's in here somewhere. I think I saved it.
Anyway. But, because Hell of a Boss, I don't know. From what I understand, Hell of a Boss is in the same universe as Hazbin Hotel.
Like, yeah.
They're in the same ring and everything. But with Hell of a... Like,
you did that in Microsoft Word, right?
I believe so.
Okay.
Hell of a Boss was like, it came out after the pilot for Hazbin Hotel. And then it started before, if I remember correctly, Hazbin Hotel season one. I'm not 100% sure. I think so. But like, Hazbin Hotel was her project. Like,
okay. Mm-hmm.
It was her like main thing that she was trying to get started. Now, I know Josh's opinion on this, but let me see yours. I'm New Jersey tough.
Word life. This basic thug.
That's Massachusetts, dumbass.
Oh, this is close enough.
Yeah, say that in Jersey or Massachusetts. See what happens to you.
Probably get stabbed. What did we make that in? Was it Excel or was it Word?
It was Word.
All right. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
I don't know, dude. We were fucking drunk when we did that shit.
That's the only reason it wouldn't be fucking saved, is if...
Anyway, I forgot what I was trying to say. God damn it.
You were going to ask him a question.
I know. I'm trying to remember what the question was now.
Oh. All
right, so... From what I remember, because I could be remembering this wrong, she did a GoFundMe or a Kickstarter or whatever.
Okay.
So she can make the series. She got the money, but... I don't know if this was the idea from the get-go or she changed her mind, but instead of making the series, she made one episode. She made a pilot. And just instead of like stretching that money across the whole season, she just did the pilot.
Yeah.
Or that was the plan from the get-go. I don't remember. And from what I remember, the majority of the cast was YouTubers and like... You know, like YouTuber famous people.
Yeah. Okay.
There were some voice actors. Like, I know Edward Bosco. He's an actual voice actor. Mm. I think he's also like, he's still involved, but he's like in the background. Do you remember the episode of Stryker? The first episode?
Oh, yes.
That was Norman Reedus who actually voiced him first.
The Walking Dead.
Oh, I haven't watched that.
Death Stranding. You play Death Stranding?
I did not play Death Stranding, but is he the main character?
Yeah, he's the main character. Okay. Death Stranding, yeah.
Because I know he set that up.
Yeah.
But anyway, so she makes the pilot with all these like YouTubers and like minor, I guess, for lack of a better term, minor celebrities.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, I'm not trying to say that derogatory. I'm just saying like
that's just a fact.
Yeah,
there are people that she could pay less money to.
We're belittling.
Yeah, we're not. But it's like, hey, you can get what you can afford, right? And those people did a hell of a good job.
Yeah, the pilots are great.
Yeah,
yeah.
But once she didn't sell it. She, I guess, partnered with A24 after that because she was able to make that one episode and it got a shit ton of attention.
Yeah. Because it was like a proof of concept, and they're like, oh, this thing did gangbusters.
The fan response was huge.
Yeah.
Like, let's see what the number is right now for that pilot.
So, yeah, so A24 decided to go into some kind of a distribution deal to help her get, you know, they were going to help her make and do the animation for, like, the whole show.
The pilot came out 4 years ago, and it's currently sitting at 113 million views.
Damn.
And then literally, what, 2 years? It took 2 years, and then it showed up on, the whole season was on Amazon? Or 3 years, I guess, year, technically, because it was last January. Yeah. Was it last January?
I think it was this January.
Yeah, I think you're right. So it was 3 years then.
Yeah, it took 3 years because, again, I don't know what happened. I'm not in the know. But from what I heard is that the reason why it took so long is because instead of finding a company, she started her own, which was just Spindle Horse Productions.
Yeah, which is smart.
Yeah. If Amazon was paying for that shit, I'm like, yeah, okay, you can make my studio.
Yeah.
I wasn't saying. So it got picked up by A24, and the A24 made the deal with Amazon, so it would air. But I guess she had to keep creative control of the show, which is something me and Josh were... Because this is at the height of the whole Rooster Teeth situation, and for the sake of our friendship, we're not going to bring that up right now.
What, the Rooster Teeth?
Yeah.
But this one, though, is one sure, that, like, she was smart.
Yeah, she kept the rights.
That was smart. Yeah, that was a good idea. That was a good idea. It was a good job on her part.
So that's when we find out that everybody that was in the pilot didn't come back. She got a whole new cast of people to play the same characters. But... Josh didn't like that because, you know, these were the people that got her there. But at the same time, that was her plan from the get-go. The people who were there knew it. But her goal was to get Broadway actors. Everybody that's on this show has been on a Broadway show, has seen talent. To our surprise, we didn't know Keith David could sing, but motherfucker could sing.
Oh, yeah.
You play Mass Effect?
No, I haven't played any Mass Effect games.
Here, get the fuck out of here.
I tried getting to the first one, but I don't know.
Don't even finish that sentence. I might stab you.
So what's... All right, what's another thing Keith David
did? He's Saints the president Row? On Rick and Morty.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, him. Okay. Yeah.
Saints Row.
Oh, yeah, he's in Saints Row.
He's in a lot of video games.
Yeah. He's in fucking Modern Warfare 2. Well, the original Modern Warfare 2.
He's in The Amazing... Why can't I remember the show? With Finn and Jake?
Oh, Adventure Time? Yeah.
Yeah. Adventure he's the Fire Time. King.
Yeah, yeah.
He's in a lot of shit.
Yeah, he is. But he can sing like a motherfucker. And apparently he was on Broadway.
Yeah. I don't know if he was on Broadway or not, but I'm just saying, like, holy shit, he can sing. Who's the most famous?
I did find the list, by the way. We did save it.
Okay.
Even though we were drunk as fuck, so...
So, what's your ideas on her not bringing back the original people from the pilot?
Plays the characters they played as?
Yeah. I know you haven't seen Has Been Hotel yet, but I'm just saying, like, from the surface level, what do you feel about that? That she didn't bring back any of the actors?
Like, they didn't play any other episodes since the pilot?
In Has Been Hotel. Some of them have been in Hell of a Boss. Remember how I told you Stryker was Norman Reedus?
Yeah.
Edward Bosco, who plays Alistair in the pilot, is the one that plays him after that episode. Queen Bee, I think, was the lady who played Cherry Bomb in the pilot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not 100% sure on that one.
I mean,
do you think it's a dick move not to bring them back, or is it understandable considering that she wanted Broadway, like people who can sing as a career? I guess again, I don't know. I'm trying to say, because it sounds like I'm being derogatory, but I'm not. I'm not trying to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, if they were aware of the plan, they were fine with it, then yeah, I mean, then I don't think it was a problem.
Well, I don't know, man. We don't know that for sure, though.
Yeah, we don't know that for sure, but we're just
making assumptions that we don't know that for sure. But for me, it'd be like, the equivalent would be like, okay, you're doing this podcast with us, and then as soon as we get picked up and start making a bunch of money, I get rid of you and replace you with an actual person who's like a radio personality or something, right? Like that's basically what the equivalent of it would be. Now, again, we don't know if the scenario was I told you from the beginning, hey, man, you do this now for like super cheap, but then like, you know, once I get money, I'm going to hire somebody else and get rid of you. If that was told from the beginning, then cool. I'm okay with that. But if it wasn't and it was just like, yo, man, hey, could you do this for cheap? And then all of a sudden I fuck you and go with something, then I'd be pissed.
Yeah, that's, but we don't know.
We're just making up assumptions as to what actually could have happened. It's got to be one or the other. There's no other really in between. It's either you knew about it or you didn't. And if you didn't, I think it's a dick move to be like, oh, now that we got money from Amazon, instead of hiring you who got me, you helped me get this money, I should stick with the people who helped get me to the dance. Oh, I'm just going to hire top tier people and pay them the money and fuck these guys. That would piss me off. But I mean, whatever. That's neither here nor there. I would hope that she didn't do that. But, you know, who knows? We don't know. It was just a talking point that we had. But yeah, anyways. Okay. So, yeah. Shit, you got anything else to add to him? Ask him?
I'm trying to think. All right. So if you're fully caught up, so you're at the same spot as me and Josh.
Yeah.
Yes.
So who's your favorite sin?
Favorite sin? Oh, of the talking like stuff like Asmodeus and Mammon and all that.
Yeah, the seven deadly sins.
Yeah.
Well, the ones that we've seen so far.
We only haven't seen two: Satan and the Leviathan.
Okay. And the only
they showed Satan already. They showed how he looks.
Yeah.
Silhouetted.
Right.
Silhouetted.
Right, right, right.
Which he looks fucking cool as fuck.
Yeah, he does.
All right. So far, the only ones in Hell of a Boss are currently Mammon and Asmodeus that I've seen.
There's Mammon, Asmodeus.
Oh, Mammon, sorry.
Mammon, Asmodeus, Beelzebub.
Oh, yeah, Beelzebub. Like, duh. The freaking. Just don't freaking sing that awesome song.
Yeah. Well, I can't remember. There was more. You haven't seen Hell of a Boss? I mean, Hazard Hotel, but that they show Lucifer in that one.
Yeah, I know he's in there.
Okay, I used to know these like off the top of my head. It's been so long since I've seen it.
For me, it's Asmodeus, man.
Hold on.
he's the tops. Literally.
Hold on. Hell of a Boss. Boss.
Oh shit, this has fucking ice crystals in it. That's weird.
Yeah, because the carbonation keeps it from fully freezing over. Okay, so for the seven deadly sins, we have Lucifer, Satan, Beelzebub, Mammon, Asmodeus, Leviathan, and Belphegor. So it's three. Leviathan, Belphegor, and Satan we haven't seen.
And Lucifer, I'll find out about when I watch Hazmat Hotel.
You have to see Hazmat Hotel.
Yeah, you got to watch that.
So you have Beelzebub, Mammon, and Asmodeus.
I gotta go with Asmodeus, dude. He's funny as hell.
Yeah.
He's a fucking hypocrite, though.
Nobody said he wasn't, but I mean, he's the best one, I think.
I like Queen Bee.
Yeah.
Queen Bee's nice. Fucking awesome, too. She's definitely like...
So far, she seems to be the nicest of the sins.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Even though Lucifer is actually considered neutral.
Hmm.
So, all right. Favorite song? You have the list?
Oh, yeah, I got the list. Do you want me to go over them?
We can do a quick one right now.
We got 2 minute notice.
Okay, so wait.
Do you want me to say the tiers or no?
Yes.
All right.
Let's go with the bottom tier one.
Bottom tier, F tier, teacher F-tier. Song.
Yeah, we don't like the teacher song.
Y'all do like from the first episode.
It was funny, but it was not. I don't know. It just didn't hit. Yeah, it didn't hit.
That's only when we have an F tier. D tier, we have Victory Song. We have I Love You, Chaz Time, and Everybody Look at Me.
So the Victory Song and Everybody Look at Me were the one from the camp when they go up to the surface of the camp.
God damn, that was loud.
When they're when Moxie's doing taking apart or reading.
Yeah, and then Blitz is trying to find his sister.
Yeah.
We just didn't like those. Everybody loves those songs, but for me and Josh, they just didn't like them.
Yeah.
And then the Chaz time was that one that was Chaz's theme song. It was just so stupid.
Yeah. Oh, God. That was so dumb.
And then we have C tier, we have Bone Town.
That was what Chaz was singing to try to get Moxie to fuck him.
And then we have the Cherub jingle.
The opposite of the imp.
Yeah. We have I Like It.
I don't remember that one.
I don't either. Regular Joe. And Look at This.
Look at This was the one that fucking Alex Brightman's character, Fizzer Raleigh, was singing to distract.
Oh, yeah.
To distract the mobsters while Blitz cuts open the window so they can escape.
Oh, yeah. That one was good. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we have B tier. We had Lululand.
Lululand. Yeah. Lululand.
Till till day will be die. I don't know if I was drunk or if that was the actual name of the song.
I think that was one of the background songs.
All right, maybe. And then we had the Ballad of Stryker.
I like that one a lot.
Yeah, that's why we put it in B tier.
Yeah.
The What You Thinking About.
I don't remember that one.
You Got the Power.
I remember that one, but I don't remember the lyrics.
And then Juggling is Cool.
Oh, yeah. That was the one that Maymon was singing when they were doing the competition.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. How'd that one go?
Remember when it was like, goes, Fizzarelli is doing this and this. Oh, but here comes the twins. They're doing the juggling, which is objectively cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he was talk singing.
Okay.
And then we have A tier was Millie's Song. And then, it was Millie's Song and Moxie's Bad, or no, it was Moxie's Bad Trip was in there as well.
No, Moxie, it's Moxie's Bad Trip.
And the House of Automodius, right?
No. Moxie's Bad Trip and, what's his name? Blitzo's.
Oh, that's
right. Back when they had the juice serum.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
And then we had the House of Osmodius.
Really, it's a really good song, but I just hate. What's the word? It's a it's a really good song. I just hated the subject in the sense that they were talking about. Oh no, this ain't about love. This is about bondage and laces.
Yeah, and then we have Stola Sings.
All of Stolas' songs are great.
Yeah, Millie Crashing Wedding.
That was the one playing the radio and she's just fucking everybody up.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was awesome. And then
Crooked.
I like that was the one. It goes, get along, little bitch boy.
Yeah, yeah. And then I don't know why I made two separate S tier lists, but whatever. Probably because I was drunk.
I'm trying to remember.
Because we have the S tier, and then we have S star.
Yeah, there was one that was above. Then we said that was so good it was above S.
Yeah, which was 2 minute notice.
Was above S.
That was the S star. Was 2 minute notice, and then All to You. Maybe that was because maybe they were in between. I don't know.
I don't know. All to You. Also, You, I love that fucking song.
Yeah, man. I think that's why we put him with the star.
2 minute notice might be my second favorite song.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
What was All to You?
All to You was the last one Stola sang at the...
At the party?
Yeah, at the party.
Yeah.
We didn't like it because it was nice for Stola to see something other than a sad ballad.
Right, yeah.
It was nice to see him do a soft rock song. Yeah, it was cool.
And then for
regular S tier, we got the IMP theme.
The jingle?
Yeah, You Will Be Okay.
Fuck, I forgot the jingle went. Fuck, it's the main thing, too.
The jingle is if you want to say to somebody, we'll even let you keep the knife.
Yeah, yeah, sure, yeah.
And then at the end, kids die for free.
And then Cotton Candy.
Oh, yeah, Cotton Candy has to be S tier.
S tier. Monsters Ball.
S tier.
And then Clown Bitch.
I love that song, Clown Bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
What was Monster Ball again? That was the...
Monster Ball was the... theme song at the end of the Beelzebub episode.
Damn.
It was in the end credits.
We might have to just do another rank list just so we can listen to all the songs again. And well, maybe we'll do it when this season ends.
Sober.
Well, and then let's add in the other songs that were in there that were not. Because we did this back in like fucking, I think, April. Well,
Also You was the last one.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Was that in the last episode?
That was the last episode of Hell of a Boss.
Oh, okay. Well, then we can do it. We can include these new ones that are going to be in the Halloween. Well, wait. Is this the last episode of the season? Or is there another one?
There's three.
There's three more.
October, November, and December. Oh, okay. Each have one episode.
Well, then maybe what we'll do is we'll do it again after those three episodes, and we'll include those songs in there.
And this time we'll be sober.
Yeah, this time we'll do it sober.
Or maybe.
Maybe not. Nah, fuck it. It was fun to do it drunk, man. I think we should just do it drunk. We'll get him drunk, too.
No, we can't do it with him.
Why? We'll send him home with an Uber.
We'll talk about it.
All right. Anyways. So... Yeah, those were the songs, but anyways.
I'm good.
All right, you got anything else?
Let's see.
Yeah, it's easy.
And you saw the shorts, right?
Shorts? Oh, yeah. I watched the first one and the second one after we watched the third and fourth.
Mm-hmm. Which one's your favorite of the shorts?
Fuck, it's either the Penguins or Chupacabra.
It's the Penguins, man. Penguins. It's the Penguins for me. Just that fucking slurs is the funniest
no
shit.
Joke. Yeah. No joke. And this is us when we usually watch shit like, it's fucking great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. The shit, the fucking second it zoomed in on his eyes. It says slurs.
Oh, dude, we lost
fucking
it.
Cracking up.
We lost it, man. We lost it. That's some of the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life. I'm gonna steal that for something. Like, I don't know what yet.
Like, we were both saying, fuck, that's genius.
Inaudible slurs, like slurs in Penguin.
And then, like, even though for the rest of the episode, you just see slurs. It didn't get fucking old.
Yeah, yeah.
And then finally at the end, slurs.
Oh, man.
But yeah, the Chupacabra episode was also fucking great.
Yeah, it was great. That was definitely the second best one.
Yeah.
So.
I'm assuming the cringe one was your least favorite.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, that one. That one. I thought he was going to cringe. I thought he was going to be like a fucking black hole singularity and cringe into himself.
What was the first one?
Oh, it was Millie and her sister.
Yes, Millie and her sister. It's weird how they went from that to Assassination Files.
Yeah, right? That is weird.
Yeah. That was cool. Like, you know what I was like? Never mind. That's going to be a hot take that will get us canceled.
That's going to be a hot take.
That's going to get us canceled.
Why?
Because of the current climate.
Man, have you heard some of the shit I've said about Israel? Like, we haven't got canceled yet. I'm sure we'll be fine.
I don't give a fuck if you get canceled.
Oh.
If anything, that'll actually help us out.
If I get canceled.
Yeah, because.
Well, what can we get canceled from? We're not on anything. You can't cancel us from our own shit that we do.
Hey, man.
How?
I don't know how, but cancel culture will find a way.
There's not. There's some bootleg North Korean server I could get on that could host our shit, and then we could still be on the internet.
Now, somehow they will get Trump to come after your ass.
Hey, that's fine. That would really help us out.
Anyway.
Maybe you can serve us at McDonald's. Anyways.
Yeah, I would probably have to say the cringe episode is probably my least favorite one, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they did a good job on everything on the issues.
But I think that was the purpose.
Yeah, that was on purpose, and it worked. It was mission accomplished. I'm
trying to think of the other one. Okay, the shorts. I mean, the Millie sister. Cringe.
There was one in between that, though.
Yeah.
I forget what it was.
Since we can't name it, maybe that should be the
maybe that should be the lowest one.
Let me see. Hold on.
Wait, are you trying to figure out?
The second short.
That's the Penguins.
No, that was the third one or the fourth one, right?
No.
All right, wait a minute.
Hold on, let me see right here. So, yeah, the Mission Weeaboo Boo.
Oh, that was number three. You're right, the Penguins was number two. Okay.
Yeah.
That's why we couldn't remember number two, because there wasn't one. We already said it.
What was two?
It was the Penguins.
Huh.
And then three was the cringe, and then four was Chupacabra.
Yeah. The Chupa thingy.
Awesome.
All right.
Anyways. All right, you got anything else? Do you want to say anything in closing?
Nothing much other than VZ Pop and or Spindle Horse, however they're going to go off. Just Andrew doing an amazing job with this, and I hope they keep on going and just last for a long time. Because
all of Aspen Hotel was a hit.
Yep.
All of Hell of a Boss has been a hit.
Yep. So now your new homework is to watch Aspen Hotel, the whole first season. And then you'll be able to, you know, tell us what you think about that. And then we can also, after that, do the song tier list for Hazard Hotel. So that'll be a fun one. And we'll do that drunk as well. Just like we did for the Hell of a Boss one. So, anyways. All right, you got anything else to add, Frank?
Nope.
All right. Well, we're going to get out of here. So go to our YouTube and subscribe and like and comment. And then also follow us on Instagram and TikTok, Game Rage Magazine, Twitter.com/X Game Rage Mag. Follow Frank at anime_syndicate_podcast. And don't follow Ruben. Just follow Frank. Because why not? Anyways, all right. We'll catch you guys later. Oh,
hey there, buddy. It's me, 1930s announcer guy, here to congratulate you on making it through this episode. As our heroes are getting in their jalopies and riding off into the literal sunset, they wanted me to tell you thanks for listening to their radio broadcast, and should you be so kind as to follow them on some fancy schmancy radio station publication called Instagram and TikTok at Game Range Magazine, and on some other thing called Twitter/X at Game Range Mag. Also, they wanted me to inform you and ask if you could be so kind again as to visit something called a website at www.gameragemagazine.com. I don't know what that is, buddy, but you should probably go do those things. And, you know, don't forget to tune in next time to the Game Rage Movies and TV Radio Broadcast.